I am Sanat Kumara Melchizedek Venus. First question, please.
Yes, Sanat. My question is one regarding the way that you describe vibration. Why did you choose to use electronic light photons as opposed to any other photon or neutron light of acceleration?
All right, son, I'm going to ask you first to identify your name, please, and then I want you to speak up one more time louder so that this question can be heard by all. Please, son.
This is Atri, and I am asking the question as to why you chose to say electronic light of God cell as opposed to any other word to describe light and the vibrations.
God bless you, precious son. Thank you for your question. So, for the listener that would turn on to a podcast of Sanat Kumara, they are not going to be familiar with God cell. They are not going to be familiar with electronic light. I will share a couple of things here, and for the listener who would typically not understand Sanat Kumara's sharing and my thrust. So God cell is what I call the foundation of your evolution. You are all here on planet Earth to evolve, whether you want to call it self-improvement, or you want to call it healing, or you want to call it evolution. You are all here on this planet to learn, to proceed forward. I work with what I term God cell. It is a foundation of divine source. It is actually divine source in a form that is appropriate for your brain to think about. You all are familiar with cells. Now, I work with what I call God cell. Now, let us look at electrons, protons, neurons. Electron is the only one that carries the negative vibratory action. The other two carry positive. Now, let us also look at the perception of the planet in a negative response. The planet wants to run from anything that is negative. The planet wants to avoid anything that is negative. They also associate the word negative with dark. And they automatically have perceptions of this cannot be good. This must be bad. And so, divine source works with that energy inside the consciousness of these individuals, assisting them to heal without them even understanding it. So, everything has to come to a proper balance, always in a 3D experience. Everything must join together into a proper balance. So you have a positive and you have a negative. Isn't it interesting? In the atom, it took two positives and one negative to create more of a force, to create the forward movement that was required inside that atom. So Holy Creator works with light. Holy Creator calls it electronic light of God cell. Holy Creator could have called it a lot of things, students. Holy Creator calls it electronic light of God cell, knowing that that action on an atomic level will seal the deal of perceptions that went back more than you can comprehend. Those perceptions have debilitated, paralyzed, stopped forward movement. Now Holy Creator comes in and says, I, Divine Source, will work through an energy that 3D experienced has called negative. And with that energy, I will show all who are ready that electronic light, is the balance that must be worked with. It must be visualized. It must be honored. It must be valued in order to move forward. God bless you, son. Second question, please.
Thank you, Sanat Kumara. This is Heather. How can I incorporate more forgiveness into my everyday life?
God bless you. God bless you, sweet one. Forgiveness. Pardon the pause, for this brings up great compassion in the vehicle I'm working through. How many of you have contemplated that word, forgiveness? It has paralyzed you through more life experiences then Sanat Kumara can identify. For you have yearned to be forgiven. You have scrambled to figure out, how can I make amends for what I have done? And then on the other side of this coin, you have also experienced moments where you knew that someone had wronged you. You knew that they had done something incorrect to you. And at moments you held it inside of you and it became bitter. It became undigestible. And it led you down a very empty road. For you could not look at your divine source because you were processing. And that is all right, students. As we look at the word forgiveness, I will share this with you. Holy Creator does not judge. Holy Creator allows. Holy Creator knows that you have come to a 3D experience, which we call human on this planet, in order to learn. Holy Creator allows all experience. In Holy Creator's arena, it is not good or bad, right or wrong. It is information that is being worked with, processed, and eventually healed and moved forward. I love to say this sentence to my students. To err is human. To allow is divine. You are going back to divine source inside your heart, and you are contemplating, what must this feel like to let my divine source allow that. Rather than look for forgiveness or look at judgment, I'm going to choose to experience this vibration that Sanat Kumara calls allowing. Be open, students. Be open. For you will recognize a freedom that will begin to permeate your conscious awareness. And you will understand more of heaven within you. God bless you. Next question, please.
Hi, Sanat. This is Lakshmi. My question is it possible to pay off all the karmic debts acquired over many, many lifetimes in just this lifetime?
God bless you, Lakshmi. I shall repeat Lakshmi's precious question. She is asking if it is possible to balance all karmic debt from all lifetimes in this lifetime. Glorious question indeed. My answer is yes. My answer is unequivocally across the board. Yes. When I look at this student, I am looking at their heart. And then I look at what I call their 3D jury. Now, what is that 3D jury? What does that mean? You all have a brain, you all have an ego, and you all have an identification in this lifetime that you call me. That is your 3D jury. I'm watching them. They have perceptions based on past. One of the major perceptions they have based on past is, I'm not ever going to be good enough. They look at what they call G-O-D, and they sit there and they say, why would G-O-D have time for me? Isn't God too busy for me? Doesn't God have way too much to do on this planet, and I suppose the cosmos, to look at me? I won't ever be good enough for what I think is G-O-D, let alone understand how to balance karmic debt. I'm clueless, Sanat Kumara, on balancing karmic debt. The very fact that the human can come to that conclusion alone shares with you that you are ready to take the next step in your evolution, balancing unfinished business. It's a process, students. It is a holy process. It is a persistent process. It is a determined process. That is why I am here teaching you all now. Yes, students. It is not only possible to balance karmic debt, it's doable. Now, can the human do this by themselves? My answer is no, they cannot. They require divine source. I love to say to my students, in every thought, every feeling, every action. Now that's when you begin to work with the nuts and bolts of evolution. Every thought, every feeling, every action. You already know how many thoughts in one day Mr. Brain comes up with. You already know how many feelings in one day Mr. Ego comes up with. And you already know in one day how many actions that your me attempts to follow through with. Could we fine-tune it anymore, students? Every thought, every feeling, every action. Now you're into the nuts and bolts of evolution. How beloved are these nuts and bolts? The very fact that you can actually contemplate it in this life experience shares with you that you are ready to let heart guide you. You are ready to let heart teach you. You are ready to let heart show you a new perception, a new interpretation, and a new focus. And I say that is all based on heart. God bless you, students. I am Sanat Kumara Melchizedek Venus.